Good evening. The show begins tonight with the war with Iran. The war is upon us. Cliff May, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, noting the Damascus strike against the IRGC commander responsible for launching all of that provocation from the north, Hezbollah's missiles, and for endorsing the Hamas gangsters. The war between Jerusalem and Tehran is upon us. We then moved to North America for the last 400 years with Conrad Black. The accusation, the allegation is that the West is in decline and America and Canada are proof. We disagree. The stand with Ukraine, the stand with Israel, it's a measure of not decline, but success. It's the forces of decline that are attacking Ukraine and Israel. And they are in disrepair. Balance is in the moment. And then to the Scholar Report with Chris Riegel. We agreed the first thing we thought of when we heard the 7.4 magnitude earthquake off of Taiwan was TSMC. And Chris tells me that it is necessary for TSMC to shut down production while they recalibrate their fabs and get rid of all of the batch that was under preparation, because things that delicate, you can't trust them unless you are absolutely sure of the manufacturing process. That's why TSMC is the best in the solar system. Then to France, springtime, but higher fuel costs. Brent crude, the metric for Europe, touched $90. Chuck with Simon Constable, who writes for Barron's and Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. Off to Gaza, the investigation must be swift and transparent of the airstrike against the NGO convoy that has left everybody grieving and puzzled. Speak to Jonathan Conricus and Malcolm Honlein about swift and transparent investigation. That NGO was being entertained as a replacement for the corrupt UNRWA, and this is a setback. Anti-Semitism, I speak with Eli Lake of the Free Press and Josh Hammer of Newsweek about where this anti-Semitism among the young came from, what is to be done. And then with Michael Masters, who is the head of the Secure Community Network, guarding the synagogues, the yeshivas, the education facilities, the institutions associated with the Jewish faith in America, because of threats, because of the possible threat issued by Iran to come to America in response to the Damascus raid. And then a conversation about Oceania, a happy one. This is the vast Pacific, Indo-Pacific, all the island sovereign states in contest between the People's Republic of China using cash, influence, bullying to win over and establish an embassy and have them swear allegiance to Beijing and not Taipei in order to interrupt in some fashion the supply line that the U.S. must maintain between Hawaii and the Philippines and Taiwan in the event of conflict. Well, there's the success. Marshall Islands, Micronesia, and Palau have signed on with the U.S. for another cycle. This is extremely important for the defense of Hawaii as well. Off to Venezuela, Mary Anastasia O'Grady about possible distractions that Maduro could use to get through the election process that is corrupt in July. One would be to provoke Ghana. Another would be to use the Houthi tactics. It's not me, it's terrorists causing trouble off the shores of Guyana and Venezuela. And then a conversation with Veronique de Régis about manufacturing policy, industrial policy. It doesn't work. And besides, reviving a manufacturing population that isn't real. The men who are out of work, and there are a great many of men who stay out of work, are not skilled to work in the modern factory, which is all robots and digitalized checking. None of that manual labor imaginary production line of the Ford plants 100 years ago. Look at an assembly line of EVs done by robots, supervised by a digital master. Everything checked and rechecked from outside and inside the process. That's manufacturing for the future and now. New World Report, with Evan Ellis, a $56,000 Cartier watch on the wrist of a president of Peru who is paid $4,000 a month, raises questions, but Evan Ellis tells me the corruption is so commonplace in all of Latin America. You use it when you want to get rid of somebody, otherwise you leave them alone. Then Haiti descending, no help yet, no help necessarily coming. The people of Haiti are fleeing and taking care of their own. Gangs are fighting it out of the streets of Port-au-Prince. Ecuador is equally anarchic, although it has a president and apparatus, but the drug lords open fire whenever they feel like. In this instance, a report of an assassination of a new mayor in Ecuador. And then a conversation about contests between Gustavo Petro, the newly elected president of Colombia, former member of a terrorist gang, and the new president of Colombia, Javier Milei, who called Petro a terrorist and a communist, both accurate at some point in his life. Petro chose to be offended, and now there's a dispute that they're seeking to mend between these two large and important economies in the Americas. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.